here to talk a little bit about what our downtown numbers look like and across the country. Thanks for joining us, Greg Kwong, CBRE, Alberta Regional Managing Director. You come with all the numbers, I'm told.
Good afternoon, Sarah. Yeah, well, maybe not all the numbers, but the important ones for sure.
The important ones for sure. Okay, so before we talk about the country as a whole, what really is the story of Calgary's downtown situation right now?
I think the main theme that your listeners should take away from this conversation is that it's still not very good in the downtown core in terms of employment, in terms of higher vacancy, in terms of lower property taxes that the city is deriving from the downtown core. But we're taking baby steps towards a healthier market, which is years away. But I think we've turned the corner, and we're not going to a condition where the market is worse going forward.
So you say things are getting better, but our downtown vacancy is still 30%. Is that the right number?
Yes. And that to put that in perspective, the all-time high in the last 30 years was in 2022 when we breached the 33.7% mark. So we're down from that, but it's still not a good number. But again, we're looking at the trend here in that we're moving away from that high watermark.
Now, one of the big stories, obviously, in Calgary's downtown is that we are converting office space to residential space. So is that what is moving these downtown business vacancies in the right direction? Is it a little bit of the story or is it the full story?
That's a little bit of the story. The program, quite frankly, was well concocted. It had great momentum. But of the 13 buildings that got approved for a conversion, only three were completed. So there's still 10 on the slate to be completed. Now, time will tell if all of those get done. I truly believe at least a few of them will be. But that did move a little bit the needle as far as vacancy, but too early to tell.
And it's interesting, of course, because the thing we keep talking about is how we need more housing, more living spaces for people, especially with the migration into the city. So we need those downtown office buildings to get a going into conversion for residential properties, if that's what they've been slated for.
Oh, absolutely. If you look at any city official, I would suspect one of the dreams they have is to have a vibrant downtown core where it's teeming with people, you know, not only during the work day, but evenings and weekends, similar to, quite frankly, Vancouver, where they've got, you know, half of their market in the core is condominiums and rental properties, which results in higher retail attendance, which results in, you know, outdoor grocery markets and things like that. So, yeah, ultimately, if all of those buildings that have requested the grant be converted, turned into apartment buildings, I think that would be a good thing.
We're talking to Greg Kwong, CBRE, Alberta Regional Managing Director, about new numbers out today for Calgary's downtown vacancy rate, sitting at 30%. You said it's gone down a little bit. Are we seeing any oil and gas moving back into downtown?
No, we're not. What we are seeing, though, is a lot of mergers and acquisitions that are happening, which is creating ultimately a healthier energy sector, but we haven't seen any net growth in terms of hiring and or absorption of office space from that segment of the industry.
So what then does the city still need to do? How do we get this number going more quickly? Because 30%, you look at the number on paper and you think, that's still alarming. It's still quite high.
Yeah, true. I think if I were sitting in front of all the city councilors right now, I would suggest that we do everything that we're doing today, and that is helping developers repurpose buildings, grow our tech sector, provide more incentives for tech companies to move into Calgary and grow in Calgary. Provide encouragement to developers to repurpose the buildings, provide more amenities so that it helps employers bring their people back to work. But it's a whole bunch of initiatives that has to be basically planned and adhered to over the long term. This is not a short-term fix. This is, let's stick to our game plan and hopefully in 5 to 10 years' time, we have a healthier downtown core.
So we'll say Calgary's getting a little better. What was the national picture released today, that things are not necessarily moving in the right direction, and are we pointing the finger right at our friends in Toronto?
Yeah, in contrast to what's happening in Calgary, we've had some positive absorption. Toronto and specifically Vancouver are bucking that trend, and their vacancies are going up. On a national scale, we're at about a 19% overall vacancy rate, led by Toronto and Vancouver. And now their market is a little bit different in that they don't have obviously a very large energy sector that's been hit, but they are still suffering from the people want to work from home. I don't call it the work from home. I call it the people want to work from home mentality, because of commute times, but also, quite frankly, people think they're more efficient working from home. So Toronto's vacancy rate has crept up, as has Vancouver's.
It's fascinating, Greg, because we had an expert on in the world of work a couple days ago, Heather Thompson, and she said, in her opinion, this work from home, work from the office, work from your company, or a hybrid, is still so in its early days that we're going to be seeing this for years to come, people figuring it out. You said it's going to be 5 to 10 years, Calgary's downtown figuring out. So we're really in a time of transition here, especially what that means for work and in our downtown areas.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that. It's definitely in its infancy, and we're going to go, not just us, the whole world is going to go through trials and tribulations as it relates to how people will work over the next 10, 20 years. Is it from home? Is it from work? Is it a hybrid? Is it from your car? Is it from another planet? Who knows? But at the end of the day, the Albertans, and specifically Calgary in this case, the developers and the landlords that we know, and certainly the companies that occupy the space, we've all been through ups and downs because of our energy sector. We're very resilient group, and our resolve, I believe, is a lot stronger than some of the other cities who have been used to, double-digit growth year over year for 20 years, and they've never seen a downturn. So it'll be interesting.
I'm going to save this conversation, by the way, to see how many years from now it is that you and I are talking about people working from another planet, because it sounds kind of crazy, but it might actually be closer than we think it is.
Well, I don't know how old you are, but it certainly, I think, in our lifetimes, there will be some form of work. Let's say not grounded. Could it be in flight? Could it be in space? Who knows? But I truly believe, if you just look at the initiatives that SpaceX and some of the other companies are putting the capital and the money they're putting towards space travel and things like in tourism. What's to say someone can't just work from the moon?
Well, that's
getting a little off topic here, but...
No, but it's a fascinating question and something we all have to think about as we think about where we want to work. Is it downtown or is it the moon? Thank you so much for joining us, Greg Kuang, CBRE Alberta Regional Managing Director. Really interesting discussion, and I'm happy to talk about space work anytime.
Call me anytime, Sarah. Thank you for allowing me on your show.
Thanks so much.